because he's in the storm.
Love Talk Radio.
Each mile to that destination. And I'll see you there.
Let's go. That brought some friends with me. And we're going to do this song for you. I got friends all over the place. It's going to be beautiful. All the steps are working. All my brothers are doing the same song.
Today's a new day, yeah, but there is no sunshine, and nothing but clouds, and it's dark in my heart, and it feels like a cold night. Today's a new day, yeah, but where are my blue skies? Where is the love and the joy that you promised me down this? A power that I can't explain. Pour itself from heaven like a shower. Ooh, yeah. Even though it hurts me, I smile.
Yeah.
I know God is working, so I smile. Even though I've been here for a while, I smile.
Ooh, smile.
So I feel it up when you be down.
I'll show you hate to be give up now. You look so much better when you smile. So smile.
Don't forget who you are. Don't forget who you are.
Go.
Today's a new day, yeah. But there is no sunshine. Nothing but clouds, and it's dark in my heart, and it feels like a cold night.
Today is a new day.
Tell me, where are my blue skies? Where is the love and the joy that you promised me? Tell me it's alright.
I
almost gave up, but a power that I can't explain.
Even though I've been here for a while,
much better when you smile. Hallelujah. Hey, welcome to the Word at Noon. I am Louis Beasley, Apostle of Jesus Christ, called by the will of God to all the saints and faithful in Christ Jesus. We're so happy to have each and every one of you all. Here's how it's going to go. We're going to ask Pastor Bill, if she'd be so kind, to give us a word of inspiration this morning. And I'm going to ask Evangelist Ursula, if she'd be so kind, to give us a word of prayer. And then we'll get more into the lesson here in a moment. Meanwhile, you see, somebody dialed the wrong number. Okay, so I'm going to ask Evangelist Ursula if she'd be so kind to give us a word of prayer. And Pastor Bill, give us a word of inspiration.
Hallelujah. Which one do you want to go first, Pastor?
The prayer.
Hallelujah. Father God, we thank you and praise you for another day. We thank you, God, hallelujah, that you are our King, our Lord, our Savior, our Master. You are everything and all things, Father. We couldn't get up this morning if it wasn't for you, Father. We acknowledge you. We exalt you. Hallelujah. Have your way in this service right now, God. Show up and show out. Hover over us, Father. Give us access through Christ Jesus. Open up the portals of heaven and rain your glory over us this morning, God. Reveal what you need to be revealed and expose what need to be exposed in the name of Jesus. We just thank you, God. We thank you for the breath of life and a sound mind and an able body. We thank you for perfect health. Hallelujah. We thank you for the be able to walk and talk and use our limbs this morning, God. We thank you, God, that no weapon formed against us shall prosper. We thank you that we are the head and not the tail. We thank you that all good things come to those who love the Lord. Mm-hmm. We abide in your word, and your word abide in us. Help us to be doers of your word, Father. And, Father, when we fall short, hallelujah, of your glory, anything that we have done or said that was abomination to you, God, we pray for forgiveness for it. Cover it in the blood, hallelujah. Throw it into the sea of forgetfulness, never to be remembered no more. Father, we thank you and we exalt you. Hallelujah. We pray for rivers of flowing water in our belly in the name of Jesus. We thank you for the fire of the Lord. Hallelujah. Over our lives, God. We thank you and praise you and honor you. We pray for the sick and the shut in, the elders, the babies. Hallelujah. The motherless, the fatherless. Hallelujah. The sick and shut in. Oh, God, we lift up the people that ain't praying, God. We stand in the gap for them this morning, Father. We on our knees, God. Help us when we need something from you to stay down. Hallelujah, God. When we stay down, you show up. Hallelujah. Keep us on our face before you, Lord. In the name of Jesus, God, we thank you even for the thorn in our side. Hallelujah. But it's the thorn. It's the things, God, that make us weak, that keep us calling on you for strength. So we just thank you, Lord, for being a God that's concerned about every area of our lives, Father. And we come to you wholeheartedly, withholding nothing. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen.
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 Amen. Hallelujah. And there was someone that passed up that way, Pastor Bell. If you could announce that as well.
Mm.
But that's your daughter-in-law's husband. Father,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mhm. Good morning, Pastor Bill.
Good morning. Good morning. And that was Mr. Banks, my daughter's father-in-law that passed. Amen. So we pray the people for them. That's Kyra and Mark in prayer. As he goes through this, his mother passed. It hasn't even been a year then his dad passed. So we like to just keep them in prayer. And we're also praying for, I call her Titi, George. She's still in the hospital and still just
we just go pray. Amen. And we just, you know that God is working things out for our good.
Amen.
Her lifted up in prayer as well.
Yes.
So,
amen.
And I thank you for that prayer, Pastor. And I thank you for that beautiful song on smile. Amen. No matter what you're going through in life, smile. Because, you know, we know our Heavenly Father watches over us. The scripture
yes.
I like to share for our inspirational word today is coming from Philippians, chapter 4 and verses 4 through 7. And it reads from the King James, "Rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say rejoice. Let your moderation be known unto all men that the Lord is at hand. Be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus." Amen. And I like to read that out of the Message Bible. It says, "Celebrate God all day, every day. I mean, revel in him. Make it as clear as you can to all you meet that you're on their side, working with them and not against them. Help them see the Master is about to arrive. He could show up any minute. Don't fret or worry. Instead of worrying, pray. Let petitions and praises shape your worries into prayers, letting God know your concerns. Before you know it, a sense of God's wholeness, everything coming together for good, will come and settle you down. It's wonderful what happens when Christ displaces worry at the center of your life." Amen. God
amen.
Bless everyone.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. I declare right now that everybody on this broadcast is spiritual minded, and that simply means you're word minded. And I decree it and declare it right now. Thank you so much, Evangelist Ursula, for that heartfelt prayer and the words of inspiration, Pastor. And we would all keep those in prayer that are according to the Word of God, because He is Jehovah Rapha. Okay, so let us know that He is our healer, okay? So, and that is according to Psalms 31 and 1. So I thank God for being our healer as well as our provider and as well as our everything. Look at here, brother. So we've been talking about revelation knowledge, and we've established the difference between man's knowledge and revelation knowledge. And the only way you can get revelation knowledge is from God himself. Unless God give you that revelation knowledge, you won't have it. And that's where we're living at. And revelation is to make known of something that's been hidden. So one of our foundational scriptures would be found over in the book of Colossians, the third chapter, first through the fourth verse. The third chapter, first through the fourth verse. So in a moment, I'm going to ask Evangelist Ursula, she'll read it out of King James, and Pastor to read it out of the Messenger Bible. But for those that have not been with us, we were in Peter, and we were learning that we are to add more knowledge to what you already have. So it's not dismissing what you have. We're adding more knowledge. And when you add more knowledge, the Bible says, if these things be in you and abound within you, they make that ye shall neither be barren nor unfruitful in knowledge. See, the people perish for the lack of knowledge. And you don't want to be unfruitful in knowledge. You want to be fruitful grow in knowledge. You want to bear more knowledge and more knowledge. And we're to share and to help our brothers and sisters to come, the Bible says, until we all come into that unity of faith, to the full stature of Christ. And yes, that's possible in spite of whatever the popular belief is. The Word of God said we can come into that full stature of Christ. And that has to take place, brothers and sisters, at some point in time. And the Lord is showing me that time is now. I hurt yesterday because so many people want to teach about Jesus being a baby. Hey, he's not a baby, okay? He's for 2,000 years. Why don't we start talking about the resurrection, okay? He's not dead any longer. He's alive. And we're supposed to be identifying with him in that resurrection. Now, everybody knows that Christ has risen from the dead. Christ's name is synonymous among every language, every country, everybody. So now it's time that we unfold some things, reveal some things, and that is that we're in Christ. And if we're in Christ, brothers and sisters, we have to start operating in revelation knowledge.
Amen.
I'm kind of reminded of a couple of scriptures, but I'm going to go ahead on and do the foundational scripture first, and then I may come back and just show you that everybody don't see it, brothers and sisters. They don't get it. And there are going to be some people in here is going not going to get some of this revelation knowledge because you don't want to be tuned to the Spirit of God. This is Bible. This is where you get meat. I keep telling people this is a meat house. This ain't no milk house. So if you come here, expect to get a word, and you may have to take it and pray over and ask God to give you the revelation to it. But we're going to do our best to share what God has put in us. So in the book of Colossians, if you will, the third chapter, first through the fourth verse. Evangelist Urshka. Okay. You still with us?
Oh, I'm sorry. I was just reading and had it on mute. I didn't want you to hear the noise in the background. I apologize. 3:1-4. If then you were raised with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ is sitting at the right hand of God. Set your mind on things above, not on things of the earth. For you died, and your life is hidden with Christ in God. When Christ, who is our life, appears, then you also will appear with him in glory. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God. From the Message Bible. So if you're serious about living this new resurrection life with Christ, act like it. Pursue the things over which Christ presides. Don't shuffle along, eyes to the ground, absorbed with the things right in front of you. Look up and be alert to what is going on around Christ. That's where the action is. See things from his perspective. Your old life is dead. Your new life, which is your real life, even though invisible to spectators, is with Christ in God. He is your life. When Christ, your real life, shows up again on this earth, you'll show up to the real you, the glorious you. Meanwhile, be content with obscurities like Christ. Amen.
Amen. Now, here, you can title it any way you want to. It's from death to life. That has to take place. So I'm going to point out some things. I may not get into this scripture today, but I want to point out some things. First of all, he says, if ye then be risen. You may not be risen because you may not have crucified the flesh. So that may be something you want to check on your life, check on your, and I'm not talking about how you feel. I'm talking about based on knowledge. You need to add more knowledge to to the knowledge you already have. Have you crucified the flesh according to the word of God? That's your responsibility. So he says, if you then be risen with Christ. Now, you can't be risen with Christ until you have been crucified and buried, the old man. Okay? That's if you're serious. A lot of people are not serious about the word of God. They just want to play with it. They think it's a book you read, you know, like a comic book. They think there's nice little stories in here. Brothers and sisters, this is your life. The one told you. This is your life. Like yesterday, that's what everybody should have been preaching and teaching about, that we have to die and be risen with Christ. This is about our resurrection. Yeah. Not just about Christ. We died with Christ. And if we died with Christ, we've been buried with Christ.
All right.
And if you've been buried with Christ, then you should be seeking those things above. Why? Because that's where Christ said it. Remember, you're in Christ, now you're a new creature. So why are you seeking stuff on the earth when you should be seeking those things above, where Christ seated at the right hand side of the Father? It's this new resurrected life. 538 times the word if appears in the Bible. The word if means there's a possibility that you might not, or you could not. There's a possibility word. Nothing guaranteed. See, so if, make sure, you know, check that on your list. You're just adding more knowledge to the knowledge you have. See, it's more to doing what Romans 10:9-10 says, confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. You say, well, Pastor, that's all it requires. Yeah, but do you believe? If you believe, are you acting on the word of God? That's what believing is. That means you've crucified the flesh. Then the other thing is, where is your affection? Really? Where's your affection? Put that on your checklist. There's two things right now. I'm not talking about feelings now, because I know most folks, they think that's what that word means. And in the Greek, it doesn't mean that. And I'm going to tell you what that means before the week's out. But it says, set your affection on things above, not on things on the earth. And I'm going to say that one more time. And not on the things of the earth. Now, I know a lot of people take that talking about, oh, I'm not in the bar, I'm not in them streets, I'm not a... That's not what he's talking about, brothers and sisters. He's talking about your spirit man. Are you pursuing the things of Christ, or are you pursuing the things of the world? That has to go on your checklist. Why is that? Because you're dead. You're dead. And if you're not dead, listen, brothers and sisters, do not wait till you die physically. Dying physically is probably easier than dying spiritually and mentally. You got to die out of that old man. You got to keep your mind on things above and not on worldly things. So I just go ahead on and say worldly things, because there's a lot of worldly things, and I can give you a list of about 10,000 real quick. I just don't have time to do it today. But that's why Jesus said, come out of the world. Don't be part of the world. Worry anything. There again, I'm going to tell you, if you think you're here just to have your feeling appeased, that's not going to happen here. You might get your feelings hurt here. If you're living on feelings, they will get hurt here. Because there's a lot of things my spirit don't agree with. But hey, that ain't what it's about. It ain't about agreeing, my spirit agreeing. You know what this is about? I'll tell you, brothers and sisters, this is about our eternal life.
Amen.
God doesn't require us to understand his will. Just obey it. Even if it seems unreasonable.
Mm-hmm.
I believe I got some witnesses is here. Remember when Jesus looked over there in the cup and he said, Father, suffer this bitter cup to pass me. Well, nevertheless, not my will, but your will be done. It seems like it's unreasonable when Jesus says to Peter at the third watch of the night, and the first watch was from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m., and the second watch was from 9 p.m. to 12 p.m., and the third watch was from midnight to 3 o'clock in the morning. And Peter heard Jesus out there, and he said, Lord, if that be you, bid me to come. Mm. Jesus said, come. And he began to walk on the road. That doesn't seem reasonable. I mean, you know, folks don't do that. But he said, that's what God expects for us to do. Not that I try to understand everything in the Bible, but just to obey. Be doers of the word and not hearers only. In all you're getting, get understanding. Get the will of God. No, it's the will of God. Why? Mm-hmm. Because for you are dead and your life is hidden with Christ in God.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, if you really want to find me, you're going to have to find God. And you're going to have to find Christ, because that's where I'm hidden. I'm locked down. And that will
all
be
right.
My confession. To find me is to find Christ. If you don't know Christ, you won't let me.
Amen. Amen.
Real talk. I want you to know, everybody's not going to get revelation knowledge. You remember over there in John 11, when, because Jesus said to Martha, said, show me where you laid him. Martha said, Jesus, look at him. I told you he was dead. He said, I told you to believe. Just show me where you laid him at. That's all you got to do. Because she had went and told her sister, you know, Jesus coming to town and you need to go and see him and tell him what's going on. And so Martha had pretty much coerced Martha and Mary into telling Jesus, Jesus, the one you love is dead now. If you had been here,
he'd
never die.
Mm-hmm.
And even now, I know if you ask God, he's able to do it. You said, just show me where you laid him. Show me where you laid him.
Mm-hmm.
So finally, Jesus had to tell him, I am the resurrection. Uh-oh.
Yeah.
Now, y'all need to get some real revelation if you'll just listen. Jesus says, I am the resurrection. Martha said, yeah, well, we know about that day. See, everybody look at the resurrection even today. They look at it when it's going to be this great day. Who this day when the Lord comes? Forget that. Forget it.
Mm-hmm.
That ain't what Christ said. Christ said this. He said, Martha, I am the resurrection. Can you believe this? Martha said, yeah, well, Lord, I know, you know, that great day. Jesus said, it's not going to be a day, Martha. It's going to be, I'm the day now. I'm replacing that day that you're looking for. Now, if a man die in me, though he be dead, yet shall he live again. Can you believe this, Martha? Out of all the stuff you heard, can you believe that if you die in me, though you be dead, yet shall you live again? Can you believe that, Martha had trouble believing that. So finally, Jesus went to the grave where Lazarus was, and I thank God he called him by name. He said, Lazarus, come forth. But first of all, he told him, said, y'all move back that stone. See, all that stuff is important, and I know I'm going fast forward. But he told him to move back that stone. It was good. And Martha said, well, he's been there 4 days now. You know he's stinking now, Jesus. The man is stinking now. He said, just roll back that stone. I take care of this. So when they rolled back the stone, see, Jesus could have just spoken. The stone would have obeyed him because he said, if you cry out, the rocks will obey me. So rocks obey Christ. He had no problem with it. But he wanted them to know that for the glory of God, that he was the Son of God. So they could see with their own natural eyes that they could see.
Mm-hmm.
So they knew he was dead, moved back the stone, because there had been some lies anyway going to be spread that, oh, you had your angels to come and move back the stone. So Jesus said, y'all move it so you can see this. But anyway, long story short, after the stone was removed, when Jesus called Lazarus by name, the Bible said he came forth, grave clothes and all. Shook off dead. See, a lot of people thought he was dead. Finally, Jesus had to tell him, I am the resurrection. Well, what you mean? It won't be no day, people. Stop looking for a day. Just like when John the Baptist, he was operating in revelation knowledge. When John the Baptist came on the scene, here's what they said. They said, everybody was looking because they knew that there was a lamb that was to be born because it was the 50th year or the 50th month. And they knew that it was time for that pure lamb to be born. So John the Baptist saw Jesus. So he says, behold, the Lamb of God who comes to take away the sins of the world. Well, he looked, they looked around. Where's the lamb at? And then John said something like this. Catch it now. Because, see, they was in the flesh. John said, whose shoes I'm not worthy to unlace. Well, lambs don't wear shoes, John. What are you talking about? See, a lot of times people don't understand. That's revelation knowledge. That's really, you're talking about lamb with shoes. But if you understand revelation knowledge, you'll get it. So John said, behold, the Lamb of God who come to take away the sins of the world. They were looking for a four-footed beast, not a two-footed man. Not a man with 2 foot. So the voice came from heaven saying, this is my beloved son in whom I'm well pleased. And they thought it was like, because they wasn't in tune. Like today, people are not in tune. They think, Jesus rose from the dead. And they don't know. You're supposed to be part of God's glory. When you die, you're going to find yourself in Christ now. Yeah.
Yeah.
You need to write that, brother.
All right.
I just want you to know, going forward this week, we're going to be talking about different kind of knowledge, and that's going to be one of them, about the resurrection. You got to start living a resurrected life. Act like you dead. Think like you dead. That's not you anymore. That's not your portion. You're putting on the new man, which is created after Christ, which is spirit. That's what you're putting on.
That's
who you are. And you got to start confessing that. Or you will remain a babe. You're going to be like a bunch of church folk. All they know how to do is go around speaking, but they don't live it. And they don't believe it. Because if they believe it, then they'll seek for those things above and not beneath. And not on the earth. See, I get a lot of people. And then they quit because, and all they had to do is talk to them. I show it to them right in the scripture. Anything anybody don't understand, especially when it comes to the word of God, I can only show you what God has shown me. And he's shown me in his word. That's all I can do. Okay. For you to take 5 minutes, whatever it takes, to answer any questions or anybody have any comments, press 1 and we'll let you in. And maybe you want to have a comment. And just be word-minded, opposed to being carnally minded, be spiritual-minded. I pray to God that you're seeking, and the word seek in the Hebrew actually means to search for something that is lost, that you cannot find. That's what that word seek. And then in the New Testament, it used that same word is used for like when you've lost a coin. Or somebody have lost something, then you're looking everywhere. You go back and forth. And if anybody ever lost anything, you'll find yourself going to the same place. That's when you're really seeking. So just to look is one thing, but to seek is a whole nother ball game. When you seek, you turn over couch, you turn over pillow. You say, oh, I was just in the bathroom. Let me, you go right back in there because you're seeking for something. See?
Amen.
Okay, anyone have any comments, any questions, any anything before we dismiss? Hallelujah. Just press 1.
Praise God. I just wanted to read that scripture from John the 11th chapter and verses about Martha. Let's see, we're going to start with verse 22, excuse me, down to 26. And it reads, well, I'll start with 21. Then said Martha unto Jesus, Lord, if thou hadst been here, my brother had not died. But I know that even now, whatsoever thou wilt ask of God, God will give it thee. Jesus said unto her, thy brother shall rise again. Martha said unto him, I know that he shall rise again in the resurrection at the last day. Jesus said unto her, I am the resurrection, the life, and he that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. And whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die. Believest thou this? Amen.
Amen.
So that was from the King James. So from the Message Bible, it says, Martha said, Master, if you'd been here, my brother wouldn't have died. Even now, I know that whatever you ask God, he will give you. Jesus said, your brother will be raised up. Martha replied, I know that he will be raised up in the resurrection at the end of time. You don't have to wait for the end. I am right now resurrection and life. The one who believes in me, even though he or she dies, will live. And everyone who lives believing in me does not ultimately die at all. Do you believe this? So is this confirmation on what you was saying, Pastor?
Amen. Amen. Thank you so much. Yes. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay. Anyone else? Here's somebody with 4796, your last four numbers of your phone. You're on. Yeah, if you press 1, you're on.
Okay. I'm sorry, I had to mute it. I said hello to everybody. And first I had a scripture that came to my mind. I don't know why. It's 1 John 1:9. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. May the Lord bless the reading, hearing, and the doing of his word. But I want to comment on Sister Bell, what I asked you for, to ask you all to pray for my brother in Alabama, near Hopkinsville, Alabama. He's been in intensive care last weekend, but we got good news on last Monday that he had came, woke awake, and I was able to pray with him on Tuesday or Wednesday from his hospital bed, and yet when I was coming. So I haven't heard anything good or bad since. So I ask you all to continue to pray for us, and I'll continue to pray for you, you all.
Mm-hmm.
So I thank Sister Bell for that scripture about Lazarus and Mary Martha. I thank you very much.
Mm-hmm. You're welcome. God bless. Amen.
Thank you so much. We'll be in agreement that God will be done in his life. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You said that's your brother?
Yes.
Okay. Brother. Okay.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
What's his
Dudley
name?
Harris. Dudley Harris. You hear me?
Say it one more time.
Hold on. Douglas Harris, H-A-R-R-I-S.
Harris, okay. Hallelujah. Well, Father God, we just thank you right now for Brother Douglas Harris, and we put ourselves in agreement with Sister Taylor, Father God, that the things that she's praying for and asking for, Lord, that your will be done. Pray also, Father God, people that will come around him will know that the anointing is resting on his life, Father God, and that he is being prayed for and being restored all in the same time, Father God. So we thank you for her, Father God, for calling his name out. And we'll touch and agree with her. Your word says that two or more would touch and agree on anything. Name there, we're going to agree based on the word of God, Father God. So therefore, we declare and decree that it's a done deal.
Amen. Hallelujah.
And you all want to definitely tune in for tomorrow, because I want you to know, and I know people probably tell you different, but you will never die. If you ain't Christ, don't look to die. Don't expect to die. Expect to pass from life unto eternity. So that's and that's what we're gonna pick it up. And you're gonna see it right there in the scripture. You'll never die. You're gonna let me tell you what, this is a one time shot, brothers. That's why you can't miss it. If you die here, it's only been appointed unto man to die once, then the judgment. So when you send God's gonna say, oh, you're in Christ, come on back. Yeah, you're gonna get a pass. Just like they do at the airport. They see a certain pass. Oh, you ain't even got to go through that security and all that stuff. You come right through, man. Yeah. That's what's going to happen, brothers and sisters. You will never die if you can believe.